Once upon a time, there was a king who had immense riches. Upon his death, he divided his wealth among his three sons. The two eldest squandered their inheritance on feasts and frivolity until they had nothing left, plunging themselves into misery. The youngest son, however, was wise and resourceful. He used his portion prudently, married a kind-hearted wife, and soon they were blessed with a beautiful daughter. As she grew up, her beauty was unmatched, and her father, fearing for her safety, decided to hide her away. He built a grand palace underground, sparing no expense to ensure it was a marvel. However, to keep its location a secret, he killed the architect who designed it. After sealing his daughter inside the palace, the king announced to the world, "Whoever finds the princess will have her as his wife. But if he fails, he must pay with his life." Many suitors, drawn by the promise of marrying the princess, took up the challenge, but none succeeded. All perished in their attempts. One day, a clever and handsome young man decided to try his luck. He approached a shepherd and persuaded him to hide him inside a sheepskin with golden fleece. The shepherd agreed, sewing the young man into the skin and supplying him with food and water. Together, they went to the king. When the king saw the golden lamb, he was captivated. "Will you sell me this lamb?" he asked the shepherd. The shepherd replied, "No, my king, I cannot sell it. But I will lend it to you for 3 days. After that, you must return it to me." The king agreed and took the lamb to his daughter's underground palace. They passed through multiple doors, each sealed by magic. At every door, the king called out, "Open, Sartera Martera of the earth," and the doors obeyed. Finally, they reached the princess's chamber, a room gleaming with silver walls, floors, and ceilings. The princess was delighted with the lamb. She stroked and played with it, her laughter filling the silver chamber. But when the lamb began to move freely, she exclaimed, "Look, father, the lamb is loose." The king replied, "It's just a lamb. Let it roam." He left it with her and departed. That night, the young man shed the sheepskin. The princess, seeing his true form, was struck by his beauty and intelligence. She asked, "Why did you come disguised like that?" He explained, "I saw how many suitors failed and lost their lives. I devised this plan to reach you safely." Moved by his ingenuity and charm, the princess confessed her admiration. She warned him, "My father will test you. He will transform me and my maidens into ducks. To recognize me, watch closely. I will turn my head and clean my wings with my bill." After 3 blissful days together, the shepherd came to reclaim the lamb. The king reluctantly retrieved it from his daughter, much to her dismay. The young man then discarded the skin and approached the king directly, declaring, "I am ready to find your daughter." The king, impressed but wary, said, "Many have tried and died. You are young and brave, but this will surely cost your life." "I accept your terms," replied the young man confidently. The king led him to the underground palace, where the young man prompted him to open the magical doors. "Speak the words," he urged. The king, grumbling, said, "Open, Sartera Martera of the earth," and the doors swung wide. As they entered, the king's frustration grew. Finally, they reached the princess's chamber. The king declared, "You found her, but there is one more test. I will transform her and her maidens into ducks. If you can identify her, she will be yours." With a wave of his hand, the king turned the princess and her companions into ducks. They waddled before the young man, quacking and fluttering. True to her promise, the princess turned her head and began to clean her wings with her bill. "That one," the young man said confidently, pointing to her. "She is the princess." Defeated, the king could no longer deny the young man's success. He gave him his daughter's hand in marriage, and the couple lived happily ever after, their love and wit triumphing over the king's cunning tests.